Leo McGuinn joins me now in studio. Leo, firstly, you found an exclusive interview with one of Putin's harshest critics. Take us through that.
Yeah, this on the front page of French newspaper Libération this morning. That is Ilya Yashin, an opposition politician who was jailed in 2022. You can see the quote on the front page there. "I know Putin can eliminate me." They have a full two-page spread on this morning. The 40-year-old was sentenced to 8.5 years in prison in 2022 for supposedly disseminating false information. That's the heaviest ever sentence for such a crime. During the interview, he said that these are not elections that are taking place, but a shoddy theatrical production with outdated sets and mediocre actors who are on Putin's payroll. He's called on his fellow citizens to resist the oppression, uniting to help one another. He talked, of course, about Ukraine as well, saying only the Ukrainian army can stop Putin, not the pleas of Western leaders, not marches, only retaliation on the battlefield. And speaking about the death of fellow Putin opponent Alexei Navalny, he says, of course he's scared. Only fools wouldn't be scared. And he knows that Putin can take him out at any moment. But he says he's trying to be stronger than that fear. I'll show you this opinion piece that's in The Guardian this morning as well, saying that Putin has been encouraged by signs of Western weakness and he'll continue to try and conquer Russia. But these past few weeks have shown that there's still another Russia with tens of thousands who fearing reprisals, still going out and protesting after Navalny's death. The article ends by saying that enabling Ukraine to win the war is not just the only way to secure a democratic, peaceful future for Ukraine itself, but also the best thing we can do to improve the long-term chances for Russia and Russians.
And Leo, there's been a real drive to get people out to vote, particularly younger people.
Yeah, this is in the Moscow Times this morning, which is an English language newspaper that's often been critical of the Kremlin. They have this piece detailing how the government have tried to get younger people out to vote. In the Siberian city of Omsk, for example, first-time voters aged between 18 and 24 have been offered free tickets to ride on a Ferris wheel. In a town in the Tomsk region, those who cast their ballot have been promised free bread and porridge. In Kazan, they've even been given tickets to a free music festival, an event called The Whole Family to the Elections. Voters get a wristband for that festival, which also entitles them to free travel around Kazan on public transport. And finally, in Altai, all residents who take a picture at the polling station, upload it online, will be entered into a raffle where they could win an iPhone 15 or a Dyson Airwrap. So lots of incentives for young people to go out and vote.
Leo, for now, thank you. That's Leo McGuinn joining us there with our press review.